So hi folks, hello once again, and you're very welcome along to another program, to another edition of Down Your Way. Yeah, we're here in 2 Mile Boroughs.
Fallen and from the sky, she's as nice as apple pie, and get a fella by and by. When she gets a fella off her road, won't tell her ma when she goes home. All the boys do as they will, Talbert Mooney she loves still.
Absolutely class. Fantastic open the door program here from Tumor Burroughs. Jimmy Leahy back from, I suppose it's Jimmy Leahy and Jimmy Leahy. I don't know what he's called. Jimmy Leahy, you're very welcome back from Australia.
Thank you very much. Tomato, tomato, anyway. No, it's fantastic. And I suppose I love coming back to Ireland. And it's about a year since I was back. And I'm living out in a town called Balan outside Melbourne. And so I'm farming. I'm running a farm for the Chinese. And I play with a band out in Australia as well called 5 o'clock Charlie. they're named after the MASH, you know, this guy that used to come in at 5 o'clock and keep missing the target. Yeah. So we missed the target quite a lot. But they're a nice little band, a six-piece band. And they're meant to come over next year and tour Ireland. So they're hoping to get a few gigs lined up and things like that. But don't know if it'll ever happen. Anyway, it's lovely to come back. I generally contact Mick Collins and tell him I'm... Being Ireland is such a time, we pick a night that suits, and have a fantastic sprinkle of musicians, Willie Cullen, Feather Joke, Tynan, yeah. PJ Leahy, and Dennis Jordan, all those guys just turn up, and it's crazy. And we're starting in Aussie time too. I know it's put you a bit off him and coming so early, but that's what they do in Australia. They start off nice and early, and they go home reasonably early. Yeah. The problem with us starting early is probably we don't go home as early as we should. But
talk to me about Aussie. What sent you to Aussie? What took you off to Aussie in the first place?
I'm married to an Australian. Oh, and really? She's from Essendon in Australia and outside Melbourne, in Melbourne. And so she came here and she spent 13 years in Ireland. And I think the Celtic Tiger lost its roar and she had a grow to go back to Australia. So I went back over there. But I'm back there 5 years now. And it took me a while to get established. I had to start weeding gardens for old ladies and every sort of thing. I even cleaned houses and built up a little maintenance business for myself, called myself Hobby Jim. And I was replacing the hobby, is what I was telling the ladies. And yeah. I started looking after the local hospital and the churches around things. Yeah. And finally got to go back into farming. And I'm managing a farm for the Chinese. Okay. They're starting to buy farms in Australia. And
so what kind of a farm is it?
It's a 1,200-acre farm with cattle and sheep. And it's very straightforward, suckler cows. And but unfortunately, I ran into a bad spell lately. I fell chasing a sheep there about 2 months ago or more. And I broke my thumb in three places. And I just recovered from that, and a cow ran over me.
It ran so, over you?
A cow ran into me one morning and I ended up in hospital breaking ribs and punching my lung. And so, yeah. Anyway, it certainly made me appreciate life after that. And so I'm slowing down. I'm back here now and I'm hoping to actually rest and recuperate for these couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
And that's why it's lovely to come to sessions like this. And I like going to a place like Laffin's Bridge. And I live up in Portrow and Gary Kennedy, and I love going up there and meeting all the crew up there as well. So hopefully next weekend I get up there.
Absolutely. You're a native of just down the road from here.
Yeah, and so I'm down from Ballycoolingbee, where the fleas at the man, but where else would they find a man, they say. Anyway, from around Ballydavid. And I must say, it's great. My mother is 86, and I love coming home, and I have five sisters here in Ireland. And I just love coming back and spending time with my mother especially and the sisters and going around. And it's a real bonus if you get out to a pub and taste a cup of a nice pint of Guinness and come to a place this with a good atmosphere. And outside there tonight, it's a fantastic atmosphere. I'm delighted that you're here tonight to record a little bit of it. And
absolutely,
hopefully
yeah.
Put it down.
And of course, you pay a visit to Jim in the Mills as well when you're around. I know you have a song for us later on, the Jim in the Mills song.
I hope to sing you the Jim in the Mills song. It's one of my favourite places. I love to go up there for a couple of nights. It's unique and only opening Thursday night. And it's great to meet up with Jim and Sheila the Wire and all those people up there. And Dennis Jordan here tonight, he plays regularly there. So yeah, put a little dish years ago, I probably stole it from someone else. But yes, hopefully later on I'll put it together for you. I suppose I feel blessed on this trip. We have a shop in Castletry Shopping Centre, Darragon Health Foods.
Okay.
And we opened it in 2001. And we struggled for years. And that was part of the reason why we went back. It's called after my wife's name. She's Julie Darragon. And but I kept the shop open and went through NAMA, the shopping centre. I went down the other day and the shopping centre is nearly full. The shop is still thriving. We're still able to manage it from Australia.
Yeah.
You can actually get the till from the shop up on your phone and look at it from the other side of the world.
Which is more important.
And you know what? I seldom do it.
Yeah.
It gives us a small little thing income here in Ireland. And but it was fantastic to go down and see the shop actually doing well. And we've I think, 6 or 7 girls working there. And yeah, it's great. So that's a reason to come back as well. Sure. And things that.
Jimmy, look, have a nice little trip to Ireland and a safe trip back when you get back there.
Listen, thank you very much. And yeah, I hope you get to record a bit of this cracking music tonight, Eamon, and enjoy. Okay.
We're going to take a very first break of the evening. We're here in Tumal Burdus. We'll be back just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. Jerk Canfield is with me, any of Tumal Burdus. Jerry, you're very welcome. Are you enjoying the music?
Very much, Eamon, yeah. It's fantastic now here tonight, yeah. Very good. Great musicians.
You'd know all those characters, would you?
I would. I know them very well, Eamon, yeah. Very well.
Yeah, Jimmy, of course, back from Australia, and the story of going out there and coming back, you know, in his business in Limerick, he's doing well.
Yeah.
I suppose, Jerry, we meant to meet you at the Planning Championship. You had a big trade stand down there a few weeks ago.
That's right, Eamon. We had, yeah. It was very good, actually. A great event down there now.
And, of course, since then, we have the storms gone through and all of that. And but your business very much a part of rural Ireland is like, because you restore the electricity to every house if you can.
We do, yeah. We supply a lot of generators. We hire a lot of generators there to businesses throughout Ireland. And we also supply generators there for farming use, PTO sets for dairies and all that. That's right. Well, there is generators there, like, I mean, from 10 kV upwards there for houses, like, I mean, just to operate defreezes and to do the central heat and TVs and for light appliances. And then you also can go up from that then and go to larger machines that can give you an ESB supply again. So where the power goes, the generator will automatically start up and switch over itself, and you'll restore your power as an ESB supply.
So when you mention a 10V, what does that mean? 10 volt?
10 kVA, yes. A 10 kVA wouldn't be a very large generator, but to be quite sufficient to run a house, to look after the heat and your defreezes, your lights, and maybe television and that. But,
that's what most people would probably want, to get them over the hill.
Well, that would get them out of trouble, Eamon. Yeah, that would get them out of trouble. That's all they'd need to get out of trouble, like, you know. So, I mean, and to be probably more affordable for a lot of people, yeah, like, you know, as well.
So how does that work? How does it plug in? How does it start? All of that kind of thing. You know?
Well, ideally speaking, what they should have is a changeover switch, and when the power goes, they change from ESB to generator, go out and start the generator then, and that the generator then supplies the power back into the house.
Okay. So how expensive are those domestic units?
Well, sure, they vary, Eamon. You'd be looking, I suppose, somewhere from around 2,500 upwards, like, yeah, you know. So
For the 10K,
yeah. You buy a 10K for in around 2,500-3,000, yeah. That's right.
All right, okay. And what are they driven by?
Diesel engine Yanmar.
Okay. So the problem is, of course, if you didn't require it for 2 or 3 years, or maybe 5 years, next thing you install and blows up, this thing doesn't start. Or how does it start?
Well, I suppose it's like a car. Like, you have to service them, you have to look after them, you have to maintain them, like, you know what I mean? And I mean, it's important to run them every so often just to keep them going, like, you know. So no different to any other vehicle or any other machinery you have in the air. They must be maintained.
So you have a business in Tumal Burdus?
We have a business in Tumal Burdus, yeah, below on the turnpike. We're there 20 years now, and we're at it for 20 years, and we supply generators through most of Ireland, actually, and we cover a breakdown service and backup service, both for domestic and industrial, like.
So that's hugely important, the backup service, that you're there 24-7 for the most part, or somebody is there.
Well, that's the part of the business. You have to be there 24-7. It's very important to be there 24-7. And as I said, a lot of our work would be with councils, schemes, water schemes, keeping pumps going, sewage plants, keeping them going. Mm-hmm. And then on the dairy side of it, it's important there, like for the farming side of it, the cows has to be milked, water has to be pumped as well.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Cantwell, as always, nice to be with us on Down Your Way.
Eamon, thank you very much.
There's a glorious spot round Thurles, for hurling 'tis renowned. Boherlahan shades are beautiful as any that can be found. Tubberadora's glens are famous for the men that made them shine. But for Irish hospitality, oh, give me dear old mine. Tis oft on a Sunday morning you'll see the cars all pass. In a gallop to Balladuff Creamery, it's back in time for Mass. Oh, to see the glorious Colleens in their eyes for the love light shine. There are none that can compare with the girls round dear old mine. Tis oft on a Sunday evening to the Cross of Moynard we'll go, to play a game of handball, let the wind be high or low, to hurl or jump or throw a stone till the evening sun decline. We'll wander there forever in the shades of dear old mine. There's a glorious spot round Thurles, for hurling 'tis renowned. Boherlahan's shades are beautiful as any that can be found. Tubberadora's glens are famous for the men that made them shine. But for Irish hospitality, oh, give me dear all mine. And then again in the evening time, when the hard day's work is done, we'll ramble round the roads, me boys, to have a bit of fun. We'll go into the Widow Melanie, where the sparkling ale doth shine, and we won't go home till morning from the shades of dear old mine. I've travelled a little bit in me time, I've been from Erin's shore, I've been to Bonnie's Scotland, where the lassies I adore. I've been to France and Belgium, that I won't repine. But they couldn't hold a candle there to the girls round dear all mine. There's a glorious spot round Thurles, for hurling 'tis renowned. Boherlahan's shades are beautiful as any that can be found. Tubberadora's glens are famous for the men that made them shine. But for Irish hospitality, oh, give me dear all mine. Here's success to the farmers, success to the farmers' boys. Success to dear old Ireland, may your homes be crowned with joys. With the green flag floating o'er them, my true love's hand in mine. We'll wander there forever in the lovely lands of mine. So to conclude and finish, let all the mine boys see, although I'm but a stranger, I love this locality. May peace and prosperity surround her homes entwine. And don't think too bad of a stranger when he comes to dear all mine. There's a glorious spot round Thurles, for hurling 'tis renowned. Boherlahan's shades are beautiful as any that can be found. Tubberadora's glens are famous for the men that made them shine. But for Irish hospitality, oh, give me dear old mine. But for Irish hospitality, oh, give me dear old mine.
Absolutely class, Billy Cullen. Willie, how are you?
Good, thanks, Eamon. Very well.
Fantastic song. It's an old song.
Very old song. It was written way back in the 1920s. So it's the mine song, The Lovely Lands of Mine.
Tell me, good session always here in Tumor Brothers and Corkins.
Wherever you have the likes of Jimmy Lahey and Mick Collins and Joe Tynan and PJ Lahey and all the lads here, you'll have a good session.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Listen, every success and nice for playing for us here once again, Willie.
Right, thanks, Simon. Thanks very much.
We're going to take another break. We're here in Tumor Brothers. We'll be back just after these. his mother.
I am.
Great to see your son playing so well.
It's great. It's great to have him home again for a little while. Yeah. But I tell you, will he ever get sense?
Sure, he's absolutely brilliant, eh?
He likes the music.
Did this place absolutely packed tonight?
It's very packed.
Absolutely.
It's great.
And you're keeping in good form yourself?
Not too bad. I'm keeping not moving anyway. Thank God.
You've seen a few songs now and again, do you?
You are what?
You've seen a few songs.
Well, not on my own. I sing with the crowd.
Where did Jimmy get to singing from?
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't from his father anyway.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
What's your name?
Mary Maloughney.
Mary Maloughney, how are you doing, Mary?
Good, thanks.
Enjoying yourself tonight?
Very much so, yeah, it's great.
You're not in the middle of the singing at all, are you?
Oh, I am, I'm singing from here. Did you not see me? Did you not hear me?
Sure, I hear you, yeah.
You knew my brother, Paddy Maloughney.
Paddy, yeah, fantastic
great singer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, he was some guy.
Sorry?
He was a lovely man.
He was.
God rest him, yeah.
It's a good friend of his here.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you, Eamon? Breeda Dwan.
Breeda Dwan?
Yeah.
Breeda?
I live in Thurles, but I'm actually a Kilkenny woman.
Lovely. And you're nice and quietly tucked into the corner here.
I am, yeah. Keeping a low profile.
Yeah, you love the singing and the music, yeah?
I do, I love it, yeah.
So you're all invited here tonight for the music, are you?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I love it. Are you going to sing me a song?
I'm sorry, I can't sing, Eamon.
Yourself anyway, absolutely brilliant. You want to say hello to someone?
To everyone who knows me and my special friend Seamus Maloughney in Melbourne.
Seamus, good old friend of us all. Thanks very much for saying hello.
A burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire.
Everybody! say hello to Seamus Maher. Seamus Maher, just live up the road from here. Seamus, how are you doing?
Good evening, you're very welcome to Marlboro's.
Absolutely terrific. You're doing well with the guitar in there and a few songs turned into the mix as well.
It's very important. A bit of music is very important, isn't it?
Isn't it just magic in there, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic, fantastic. Yeah. Boris is always great. It's great old buzz in Boris always.
Absolutely. I know Seamus, of course, one of the three or four brothers, in his hotel, or in the Anna Hotel, of course, very much so. And that has moved on now in the last number of months.
All I can say is I want to thank everyone that looked. The Anna Hotel was magic to us. It was a fantastic venture. And thank all the people that supported us. And it was, all I can say is thank you so much for everything you've done for us.
But the Anna, of course, wasn't the only venture that you've been involved in. You've been involved in building to a huge extent, like 25 years ago, development.
Yeah, we started with development into Marlboro's and we went from that to Port Ireland and then to Dublin and back to Marlboro's again. So I don't know what's left for me to do now, Eamon. I think it's time for me to hang up the boots, is it?
It hasn't been a hugely, immensely success story, really, for you guys.
Sure, it was. I'll tell you, the boys that we've, you know, the two brothers, we're great. They're great guys, you know what I mean? And we get on well together and just a good team. And
how did you like the hotel business? Because that was a huge change from where you were.
The hotel business was magic. It was frightening and magic at the same time. Mm. We didn't know what we got ourselves into when we bought the hotel, but I must say we learned very fast. We learned very fast, and I must say, it was magic, Eamon, is all I can say to us. It was the best 3.5 years of my life, and I'll miss it.
I'm sure you do,
I will miss it. Because meeting people is very... I love meeting people, and, you know, it's...
Yeah. So the people that have the hotel now, the community, where are they from?
It's an Austrian guy who bought the hotel, but there'll be no change in the hotel. It's the same staff, same management. All is different is... Michael PJ and myself are gone, that's all. You know what I mean? So I'm not there to meet people, or Michael isn't there to meet people. And we miss that, and we miss the weddings, and we miss the... But we've got to get on with our lives, and we got an offer we couldn't refuse, and you have to... No one to hold it, no one to fold it.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose going forward, I suppose you have something else up your sleeve. I'm sure we're not going to tell us today, but I'm sure there will be.
I'm looking for a job with TIP-FM. Any chance to be a job there with TIP-FM? No.
Nearly time for me to retire, Seamus.
Yeah, no, don't ever do that, Eamon. Yeah, because your show is just magic. It's fantastic. You know, it's.
Listen, Jim, we'll wish you well in all your.
Thank you very much,
and the lads, Michael, and your other brothers as well,
yes,
PJ.
Yes,
absolutely
right,
fantastic guys. I know all three of you guys fairly well.
Thank you, Eamon. And thanks to TIP-FM for all the help they were with the hotel. They were magic. Geraldine was brilliant with us inside, and you know, it's lovely to see all that stuff. It was great. Yeah.
Up at Jim of the Mills, there was mighty crack Thursday night. The guitars were clanging, dowel bowrons were banging, and there was flutes and the fiddles were in full flight. About 3 a.m. the crowd was still coming in, when the casual set hit the floor. There was long recitations, there was fierce complications, when there came a loud knock on the door. 'Twas the Garda Síochána outside. Two big red faces, the hognails and braces, and suddenly the whole place went quiet. Oh, the crack, it was mighty that night. Diddly di dee, diddly di dee di do. Well, Sheila ran up the stairs. Patsy jumped three chairs. Tom cut Shorty's peckaloo. Bridie ran to the kitchen. While Dennis here stood scratching his banjo, trying to think what to do. Jim opened the door. Say goodnight to your soul. You're about as welcome as thistles in hay. But you'll be sorry to hear. 'Tis too late for a beer. But I could make ye a grand mug of tay. But the Rards guards were in a right crabby mood. Oh, they searched the whole place. And when they couldn't find a trace, they questioned poor Jim where he stood. Mr. Ryan, could you explain all the cars and the noise if you could? Oh, diddly-di-dee, diddly-di-dee-di-do. Well, begar, says Jim, since drink driving became a sin, all the locals, they walk home after the booze. And the noise, said he, was our baby Aaron, who suffers from colic and hooze. Well, Jim felt relieved when he thought they believed, so he guided the guards towards the door.
when someone belched from the cupboard. The whole crowd got discovered, and the guards, they took names by the score. They were summoned to court for Monday. Sheila pleaded insanity. Patsy gave false identity. And Dennis phoned Michael Lowry. He's our local all-rounder TD. Diddly-dye-dee, diddly-dye-dee-dye-do. Well, the judge said, I see. Late opening after 3. So why the hell plead not guilty? Well, that's right, says Jim. But sure, that's not a sin. We only opened a bit early Friday. The case, it was thrown out of court. Disbelief hit him first, then relief, then a thirst that could only be cured in one place. The rush back to the mill was some race. All right. So if you're in Tipperary sometime, drop in Thursday night when the music's full flight and those lashings of rhythm and rhyme, and where the landlord's introduced Flexi Tie. Jim and the Mills were having crack is not a crime.
You're very welcome back to Down Your Way. PJ Leahy is with us. PJ, what are you going to do for us?
I'm going to sing a song made very famous by Johnny McAvoy called John Williams.
Here we go.
When last I saw John Williams, a young man full of pride, and with his bride of just 4 days, stand shyly by his side. He laughed and slapped me on the back, said, boy, oh, can't you see? I've seen the last of windswept bogs and bogs, the last of me. And the peelers and the landlords and the risings of the moon. And if ever I return again, 'twill be too bloody soon. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, wife, sailed away into the night. Where they'll end up, no one knows. Round and round the story goes. He said, my friend, I'll take my chance in far off New York town, where they say there's lots of work there and a good man won't stay down. And with my lassie by my side, we'll build a better home. And when the sea trips over land, we never more will roam. So we said farewell upon the keys. There was nothing left to do but to pray for John and his lovely bride, that her dreams would all come true. Oh, I envy you, John Williams, and your lovely fair haired bride, to be sailing on that mighty ship across the ocean wide. For she's the finest liner that was ever built by man. They say there's not can sink her, not even God's own hand. Man's pride can be his own downfall, as the ship it sailed from port. I thought I heard the banshees cry, that chilled me to the bone. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, wife, sailed away into the night. Where they'll end up, no one knows. Round and round the story goes. Round and round the iceberg flows.
Good man, PJ. Well done. Mick Alexander is with us. How are you doing, Mick?
How are you keeping?
Not so bad. Native of Tumalburus, no?
No, native of Mine Temple too. The lovely lands of mine. Holland sung of their great family before that.
You were happy with Willie Cullen there a few minutes ago, were you?
Very good, very good. Very good song there representing mine. Very good, yes.
It was the morning in July. I was walking to Tipperary when I heard a battle cry o'er the mountain overhead. As I looked up in the sky, saw an Irish soldier laddie. He looked at me right fearlessly and said, will you stand in the band like a true Irish man? We'll go and fight the forces of the crown. Will you march with O'Neill through an Irish battlefield? For tonight we're going to free all Wexford town. Said I do a soldier boy, will you take me to your captain? It would be my pride and joy for to march with you today. My young brother fell at Cork and my son at Enniscarty. So to the noble captain I did say, I will stand in the band like a true Irish man. He'll go and fight the forces of the crown. I will march with O'Neill through an Irish battlefield. For tonight we're going to free all Wexford town. As we march back again in the shadow of the evening, with our banners lying low to the memory of the dead, we return on to my home, but without my soldier laddie. And I never will forget those words he said. I will stand in the band like a true Irish man. I'll go and fight the forces of the crown. I will march with O'Neill through an Irish battlefield. For tonight we'll go to free old Wexford town. For tonight we're going to free all Wexford town.